twice the size of Texas. In just decades, an aggregation of plastic has formed in the Pacific Ocean, bigger than the Lone Star State. It comes to shore in beached whales, gorged to death by it. The age-old practice of dumping at sea is now antiquated, but illegally continues. Back in the day, garbage dumped at sea biodegraded or sank. But now, the cost-efficient plastic packaging does not. Sadly, most of it comes from land, washed to sea, from storm drains, beach parties, and picnics, where the junk is left where it lies. Pack it in, pack it out, is the backpacker's credo. Dispose of garbage properly should be every human's credo. Even then, some of the stuff can still find its way to the sea, blown by the wind into rivers and streams. The flotsam and jetsam gets caught up in the mammals, caught up in the entrails of the earth. A race of unconscious litter bugs who ain't thinking it through, on their computers, far removed, in denial of foul play, of finding another way that might cut into profits. Compact it, recycle it for sea's sakes. Try just a little bit harder to not foul the nest. Once there was talk of limiting population growth, radiation therapy for metastasized mankind. The premise was to just reproduce yourself instead of rabbiting away at it. But all those rabbits are big consumers and mean growth. So loved by capitalist economies whose plastic packaging is such a cost-effective solution to feeding and servicing their numbers. Even though the planet is choking on it.